Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
I told you I can't memorize it. Hi! Welcome to Question Re- Oh.
First time at the job.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona. We are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will help you with your show business career questions. And you can listen to any of our past shows by going to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. So that address is latalkradio.com. Just go to the search link and type in Question Reality, and this takes you directly to our archive page. And that is where you can look at all of our shows. We've been on the air since 2008, and we have had a ton of people. We've had Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners. We had them all the way down to, oh, and we do producers and directors and musicians and talent agents and screenwriters and novelists, stunt people. I've even considered having a little porn person on, but I can't. I can't. Albert's like, no, think of the credibility of the show. I'm like, okay. All right, so, and the list just goes on and on. So if they're working professionally or if you're working professionally in show business, we will have them on the show and we can have you on the show too. So I encourage you to also download our free app for your Android or iPhone to be able to listen to all of our other exciting and informative shows on LA Talk Radio. And if you want to download that app, you go to the homepage of latalkradio.com, and the app is located towards the bottom of the page. And our shows are also available on iTunes. And also on Stitcher, which is a really hot new radio station. So we are on there, so we encourage you to go to those as well. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, because as you know, we are booked 6 months to a year in advance. And if you want to find out who's coming on the show so you can be prepared, ready, cocktail in hand, crack pipe on the left, cocktail on the right, go to questionrealityradioshow.com and you can see who's coming on, and then you can decide what you want to do, if you want to listen, if you don't. Now, we are excited to have this guy on the show. We had him on the show a couple of years ago, but we did a remote show, so I was never able to get this hot, sexy, little luscious guy in. And boy, is he so sexy! I mean, not many casting... No, I'm not even going to say it. But he's a hot little casting director. You see him once in a while. His name is Stuart Stone, and I want you to go to his website now. It's stonecasting.tv. He's also got stuartworkshop.com, and he's on Twitter at stonecasting and Facebook at Stuart Stone Casting. So go. Well, yeah! Woo! I think we need some applause for that. Thank you, Albert. You know, Albert's in charge of the applause. Okay, and there's the gong. That wasn't appropriate, but thank you anyway. We're going to talk to him in just a second, but I want to tell you exciting. What a little advertisement. Orange is the New Musical. It is an unauthorized parody, and it's been extended by popular demand. And it was created by a very close friend of mine, Veronica Vasquez. And it's Orange is the New Musical, the unauthorized parody. And it's going to have an encore and final presentation this Saturday, June 13th. And fans of the award-winning Women's Prison series, which I've never watched, LaQueen.
You have to watch it. I like
it. Oh, really?
Yes, it's good.
I don't know.
Very
I
good.
Don't really like
you,
any...
Have you guys seen Orange is the New Black?
It's good.
It's good,
know.
Right?
I don't
okay.
like any vajayjay on vajayjay.
What?
Well,
penis on penis are surfing the Hershey Highway, I might check it out, but I just can't be doing the vajayjay thing. No. Okay, so check that out. If you want to buy tickets, go to latc.org. And it is fantastic. Again, it is an All the Authorized Perry about that award women's prison series. And they are going to have 15 original songs featuring a live band and a cast of 30. So I'll be there. We're going to go. So if you want to meet me, I'll be there. So search me out. Now, back to Stuart. Now, who's going to actually be on the show? It's not just Stuart today. But just real quick, Stuart Stone is an Emmy and Clio award-winning casting director. Applause.
Wow.
Oh, see, you're not on it. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, you're going to get it. Okay, he's been working in the entertainment industry for almost 30 years, and he casts children and adults in union and non-union projects, commercials, TV, print, real people, location casting, and testimonials. So he's got his fingers and toes in everything. And we also have the co-host. She's been on here a couple times. We love her. She's our favorite co-host, Laquita Clear. Okay, the applause is... Are you sleeping over there? That was an applause. Laquita gets an applause. Okay, Laquita Clear. Okay. And she's an award... Oh, my God, he's killing me. Okay, and she is an award-winning producer, screenwriter, and as we know, if you just check her out, alluring, sultry, sexy actress, you can go to her website, LaquitaClear.com. Oh, my God, say that three times. Also, Salsera Productions, and I am producer on one of her shows, a web series called Subject 5, and that is a hot new web
and
series.
And you did the website, so uh-huh. You got to go check it out,
uh-huh.
Folks.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Subject5.com.
Yeah, Subject5.com. And we also have a new little co-host, a little cute thing over there. I just want to sit him on my lap and tickle his underarms. He's so cute. His name is Aaron Stahl. He's a... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. All right. That's enough with the gong. He is a handsome, hottie actor, and he has performed on off Broadway. He has been acting for 10 years and has portrayed more than 60 characters between stage and film. And Aaron has been on Nickelodeon as well as several different theater stages in L.A., and including the Equine Del Arte, which is a Shakespeare on horseback. Oh, that sounds kinky.
Cool.
I like that. Shakespeare on
that's
horseback.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things. Okay, theater company of which he is a founding member. And most recently, how I met Aaron, he can be seen in his second Cannes Film Festival short film appearance, Our Father, starring Michael Gross. And I was one of the producers
yeah.
on there. And Aaron was one of the actors on there.
Oh,
fantastic
cool.
job. Very, very good actor. Very professional. And he's going to be a co-host. And Laquita and Aaron are going to be asking Stuart some questions from the actor's perspective about acting questions, things you want to know. So we are going to hopefully get a lot of questions out of the way. Now, I wanted to tell you the topic of discussion today are going to be things that make casting people, that would be inclusive of directors and producers, happy in the audition room. Stuart says nothing makes him happy, but I'm sure some hotties came in there. He'd be happy real quick. I just wanted to tell you, casting directors, I wrote this up because I just really believe that. I hear so many things from actors, but casting directors are your advocates and they're your champions. Mm-hmm. And your work, what you do, reflects on them. So your wonderful work, right, Stuart? It makes them look good and it gets that role cast. And that's what they want to do. They want to get that shit cast and get out, hit the bar, happy hour, get a cocktail. So it's not like they come in with preconceived notions, they're going to hate you right away. But on the flip side, if you're disconnected and tentative and you're muddled, that doesn't do anything for anyone. So they need you to be great, and they're here to host your experience and shepherd you in, not hold you back. And they want you to share your excellent work with them. So please don't think that automatically when you go in, they're out to get you, which I've heard, Stuart. I've heard that. Mm-mm. And so casting directors await you on the other side of the door, and they can see you. It can either be a gateway or a barricade, right?
That's very true. That's very good, Priscilla.
I am a I'm a writing bitch. I can write my ass off. I just did. I usually just work on short films, as Laquita has hired me for a couple of her short films. And I like it because it's a short time commitment. And I never do features because, oh, Lord, I just can't do it in my heart. But I recently took on the job as a producer for my first feature film. And I just did the first Indiegogo campaign, and I wrote it all up. And I thought, oh, I hope it's good. I hope it's good. And the producers called me 12:30 at night, and they're like, oh, my God, did you write that? Because I don't take the approach. You know how they got risks and challenges and all this on the Indiegogo where you got to put all this stuff. Oh, no, I just wrote what I felt, and it was all comedy. And I just did a different approach. And
they liked it.
Yeah, they loved it. So that's another thing. Make sure when you're writing your Indiegogo campaigns that it's fun, because people don't want to see that dull,
same
boring
old thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Stuart, because, you know, it's all about him. all about the stew today. So we're going to be asking, hopefully we get in these questions of, in your opinion, Stuart. So be prepared. In your opinion, what are three of the absolute worst things you can do as an actor to jeopardize your career? We're also going to ask, in your opinion, what are the three best things you can do to enhance your career? And what is the biggest challenge most actors face making it in the entertainment industry? So ponder that. Now, I'm going to run through this list real quick. Now, this is a list that I have compiled because I've been doing Question Reality 14 years because I used to have a television show, as most of you know. And I have had casting people come on and directors, producers. And so I just took little notes and wrote it down. And I just made a little list. And I thought this would be really great to share. And since I recently started showbizreality.com last year, a little plug last year, and we have meetings where we hire people like Stuart to come in, and we haven't had you in. I'm going to book you for
no,
that.
I was just going to say
we're going to have well of your caliber, top award winning people come in, and it's not workshops. We're not teaching actors anything. We have somebody like you come in with your flip flops and just do a one-on-one consultation with a bunch of people, and that way they get to talk to people of your caliber, and they get to ask questions rather than, you know, when you go in those damn casting workshops and you pay your 40, 60, 80 bucks and you go up and you do your reading and they go, okay, good job, thanks, which we had Ryan Gaskell last week who's did a web series on that. And then you're like, oh my God, I worked, sold my damn ass on Sunset Boulevard to get that $40 and this is what I get.
Oh, see, I've done those, but I work hard for them. I really talk to them when they're there.
You
spend
do,
time
but
with them.
Not nice. Everybody does. I don't
really?
Know. No.
Oh,
no.
I feel they deserve that as an actor.
No, Aaron, as a person who's gone to workshops, don't you get that sometimes where you get up, you do your lines?
Absolutely.
And they go, good job, thanks, next.
Sometimes they don't know how to direct you or what to say, or they, you know, a lot of people do the same material at the all in the same night. So
right.
Then they kind of
yeah.
don't have anything else to say.
Nothing personalized. So that is not what I do. I mean, I have people like Stuart come in, people who have been in the industry, award-winning people, and they talk one-on-one and they answer all the questions. Right? So.
Oh, we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm going to hire you for that. Yeah. So
bring me
I just
in.
Book them right and left. Yeah, come on the show. Yeah. So I'm going to run through this real quick and then we're going to get into questions with Stuart. Now, these are things, and Stuart, if this is wrong, please say, you know what? That's not right. So these are things that make casting directors happy. So let's see if this will make you happy. One, accept the invitation with grace and enthusiasm. You were requested to be here as a guest. Two, come to work and not to please or get our approval. Three, enter with certainty. Don't give up your power as soon as the door opens. Mm. These are all quotes by casting people who've come on my show. 14 years I've been gathering these. Play on a level playing field. We're all figuring it out together. Make no excuses whatsoever. Leave your baggage outside. Better yet, at home. If you mess up, please don't say I'm sorry a million times. Make the room your own. It makes us so much more comfortable. Ask questions only when you truly need answers. When a casting director says, do you have any questions? It's usually another way of saying, are you ready? You are not required to have a question. So a lot of people feel compelled. They get nervous and they're like, oh my God, if I don't ask them a question, right, that means that they're not, and they feel nervous. Know your words and understand what you're talking about. You don't have to be totally off book, but if you spent quality time with the material, you should know it, right? Do your homework on the project. Oh my God, you'd be surprised. Oh, don't get me started. This includes knowing all players and the TV show or the film's tone and style. Read all the material you can get your hands on. Some people come in and audition, right, Laquita? Yeah. They don't know what the show is about. They didn't do any research in advance. They just don't even care to look it up. They just go, and they just think that's going to do it. They don't have any idea, so please don't do that. Make choices and take responsibility for the choices you make. Know what to do and how to do it, then leave yourself available to make discoveries. Know that your homework is done. Now let your preparation meet the moments. Don't mime yourself. Now I don't know what that means. Don't mime or busy yourself with props, activity, or blocking. Keep it simple. Valerie said that one. Don't expect to be directed. But if you are, take the direction no matter what it is and understand how to translate results-oriented direction into action. Most importantly, this is by a very, very, very well-to-do casting director, don't blame the reader. I do that. I've done that. I have. Because, you know, some are like, the dog is sitting. Shit. You know, not even with that shit emotion, but the reader doesn't read it with emotion. Mm-hmm. And some people, actors, blame them. I didn't do a good audition because the reader threw me off. Well, don't blame the reader. Mm-hmm. Make the reader the star of your audition. You should engage fully no matter who's reading those lines. Likely your reader will engage at least somewhat if you show up. Make specific, personal, bold choices. They want your unique voice to bring the script to life. Oh, now this one is good. This would make me nervous doing this in an audition. I don't know, Stuart. Stillness is powerful. I don't know. That's what they said. Understand how said to that? Move. I know. I would be like, oh, now they want to get it on. I don't think they want you to just stand there and go, I just feel, you know, do a whole Norma Desmond, you know, while they're doing the audition. But and I'll tell you after, a top casting director gave this information. Stillness is powerful. Understand how to move and work in front of the camera. Eliminate running in and out and getting up and down. Well, I can see that. Can you imagine?
They're running around the room crazy.
And then they open the door and come running in. But, you know, I think Jack Black said that he did that on an audition and he booked the part. So I don't know about that. Okay, a couple more. I love this one. Require no stroking, coddling, or love. You're there to work. Don't take it personally when they are not touchy-feely and give you 1,000 compliments. Know that casting people love actors, and that's truly why you are there. Next, and final to the last, understand that you're there to collaborate. Now, I don't know about that one because I don't think casting people really ask you to collaborate auditions, but okay. You're being evaluated in terms of how you serve the role in the material. It's not a verdict. That's true. A lot of people take this personally. It's not a verdict of your personhood. Judgment is something you can control. And lastly, what you bring in reflects how you've received. So bring in joy, conviction, and ease, and our hearts will open. Now, that's what I bring.
Answered all your first questions you asked
it
me. Those questions.
It in. I know.
That's done. I can go now, right?
That's true.
I
just answered.
She just answered everything for me.
You have to add. Like, wow.
So I'm here for what?
You're here just to look good, honey. Just sit there. Let me sit there and fantasize about you. Just hold on. Hold the line. fine. All right, now we're going to go into our questions. We're going to do Stuart, Laquita, Aaron. And then Stuart and Aaron and Laquita, please jump in if Absolutely. You have any questions. Okay. Stuart, how do you feel the entertainment industry, specifically with regard to actors, has changed or evolved since you started in show business back in the wagon days?
Back in the wagon days. Wow, I'm getting
the 80s.
Back in the 90s when I started this. No, it's, you know, it's interesting. It's changed so much because before I started, I knew that actors used to just come in the room and there'd be like 15, 20 actors come in the room. The agency was sitting there. The clients were all sitting at a table. You left. And by the time you got home, you probably were booked on a job. Mm. Full circle. We are now all on the computer.
Yeah.
So everything happens so quick, especially in commercials. Literally, we can be called first thing in the morning and you have an afternoon audition. And it can happen that quick. So if I put it out and you guys are in now, here's how it's even changed even more. Ask you guys that are the actors, because they're both really great. You're perfect. In either of your categories, how many actors do you think are submitted for a role?
A couple hundred?
I would say thousands. A few thousand.
Give me a number.
Maybe 2,500.
I mean...
2,342.
Yeah, exactly.
2,501.
You are looking at between 1,500 and 3,500 actors up for one role, which I have to go through. So if there's multiple roles, we're going through all of those per role. And people wonder, well, how do I get into the business then? Where do, you know, what is the angle? How do I get selected to be one of the 30 to 50 people that get to come in to audition for that role?
Yeah.
And that's pretty tough. That's how it's changed for actors, is now there's a lot of stuff you can do to help. Social marketing, social media, knowing how to market yourself. You have to really be the business. I used to say to people, it's show business. It's not show up. It's not show off.
Right.
It's show business. Oh. And you got to run yourself like a business or you're going to run yourself out of the business.
That's right. And that includes you got to do marketing and networking. You got to be the accountant. You got to be the administrative assistant. You got to do it all. But you've run into some actors that go, oh, I just want to focus on my art, on the craft. They don't want to deal with the business. It really muddles their mind.
So you hire. So I always say, listen, I don't know how to do accounting, right? I'm not an accountant. I'm a creative person, just like the actor, the producer, everyone else. But what you can do is you can hire those people. So you have to, but you have to pay for all that.
That's right.
So until that point, you have to do something and learn to do it yourself.
Right.
Educate yourself. Because like you said, the business has changed.
Right.
Acting has changed. Of course, it was then, there wasn't a ton of actors. There wasn't a ton of non-union work. So the rates are really low. You can't make the kind of money you used to make in commercials.
Now, when you, from the casting side, where are you looking to see the actors? Is it mostly Actors Access, LA Casting? What do you see most to cast?
It depends on the job.
Okay.
So I, you know, when I'm casting, I do casting across the country. You know, I've cast real people across the country for years. Then I'm just looking for the people that are just have the right look, the right person, the right actor, whatever it is, job specific, task specific. But when it's an actor, I'm looking for, especially now, the resume. I'm looking at the resume, their training, their experience, just what a resume really speaks, and you have to have it done right. And a lot of people put things in there and they feature themselves as a dancer more than it is the actor or a model.
They
want to put it
all in on the resume.
They want to try and get everything on there. And all I'm saying is, what are you? You're featured everywhere. We're featured mostly as an extra. We can read through your ego trying to say I'm bigger than what I am. Oh, you are featured. Well, what that really was is, and you question them and they start running through.
Right.
Oh, well, I did this and it was a big story. They run around to tell you everything.
Do.
Oh, it's before you get to it. And so I can see your lines and you're doing, no, they cut my lines. They're on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you're like, so basically you're standing back near the bar.
Right.
And your back is to us.
And they have zero credits on IMDb. Right. Yeah, they did. They have zero credits.
And
yet
all
they did
this
10
training.
Films.
Yeah. So, you know, all this, I mean, all this stuff that they supposedly did. Yeah. But the training is what I really love to look at. I love to look at, do they have a commercial training? Do they have, are they studying with anybody on a regular basis?
Right.
Scene study.
And that's what most casting people that I ask, I say, when you turn a resume over, if it's a hand resume, and you turn it over, what do you look at first? And they say training.
Mm-hmm,
they say training first.
It's so hard because when you're, especially when I'm going through all these people, I'll go through and by the time I get through 2,000 people, I've picked about 300.
But is it just you or do you have assistants that help you with that? Because if you have to go through it, that could take like weeks.
No, you can go pretty quick online. I'm obsessed.
Do you look at the picture first?
I'm obsessed, yeah. I will go through all the pictures and click to get it down.
Okay.
To get my list down to 200, 300, 400 people. Mm. I'm kind of neurotic like that. I have to see every picture for every role to make sure my clients and my directors have seen that I've done my job to see every single person. Now, I've heard other casting assistants say they do it for the casting director or they want to when they're assisting in my office. And I'm like, it just doesn't work here.
Right.
I mean, that's just my way.
Yeah, because you
know,
miss somebody.
I don't want to miss that one special person that I may find that can give someone a role just because they don't have the right agent.
Right.
But I will go through my tops right away.
So for your commercial projects, where do you post? Because I think Actors Access, isn't that mostly
primarily on Casting Networks, LA Casting.
Okay, LA Casting.
So I primarily am on that site. Okay. That's like the number one site for actors in
LA
doing
casting,
commercials.
Over for actor. Commercials. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for commercials.
LA Casting.
And more and more theatrical, I noticed, we're putting it up there, too.
Oh, okay.
It's getting even busier.
That's
yeah.
interesting. I didn't know that because usually a lot of it's on Actors Access, but that's
right.
a nice point
but
for people to know.
It's starting to switch over and it's starting to change.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've been noticing some people have said, I posted on both,
and
they're getting a different take of people. They're getting a different group of people. But in that, I was going to tell you, the 300, I then narrow it down by then looking at the resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have a numbering system and we categorize them. So then my assistants go through and they know what kind of credit I want to look for.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll look at the credits and then help me to decide, okay, leave all the high, you know, great credits. Mm-hmm. You know, they're studying with the great people. They got names. I'll use those.
Okay.
And then I'll go through those, and then we have the leftovers that have the right look, but not the right, you know, resume, so to speak. But so I have backup.
Okay. When, if ever, does the little comment that the actor or the submitter of the actor leaves for you, when does that come into play for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Self-submitting. You guys want to know some great self-submitting? Here it is. When you self-submit, and it is this is a thing I have on there's an iActing studio or iActor studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just did a whole hour live stream there on self-submitting. It's pretty cool, I think, because I was able to give everyone the how-tos.
Right.
But basically for this show, let's do it for Priscilla. So for Priscilla's show, the notes are very important. That's such an awesome question because so often I'll be doing somebody serious or a serious role or, it's a mom who takes, the kid was hurt or something. And, she's a caregiver in a commercial,
right.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the note will say, excellent comedian, studies at XYZ. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with what I'm doing. So it's a generic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But right away, those come into play the minute I'm going through stuff. Like, heard you on a Question Reality radio show and... that's, it's like, okay, great.
That's
or
cool.
I saw you at this event, or I did that event, or, where someone was speaking.
Right.
Or if it's a chef, I'm a sous chef for 23 years at such and such a restaurant, or whatever it is. If it's a nurse, and I'm looking for nurses, I'm a real nurse, or I'm a real police officer with this police department.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing police officers, and someone wrote, I'm perfect for this role, I'm available. Well, A, you submitted, so I would hope you're available,
right?
And B, you're telling me you're perfect? I thought that's my job to decide if you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And they had nothing on their resume that said real cop.
Right.
Where everyone else that was a real cop posted real cop.
Yeah.
So they're also self-submitting in the wrong areas because I had police officers and real police officers.
Right.
So in the original list of like the 2,500 that you will even then go through.
I see those notes. I pull those right away because if they're real, that's a great place to say, hey, I'm real cop or real this.
Yeah, because sometimes casting people will miss the special skills and they will also miss what is checked off. Because when you go on Actors Access LA Casting, when you open an account, you have to check boxes. Like if you do
we don't even see that yet.
They don't even
see that till we
you'll see the comments first.
Right, exactly.
And that is something Aaron, I'm so glad you brought that
up. That's
a
good question, yeah.
I was cast for and I don't want to say it on there, but I was cast for something. It's a top show on there. And I put in the comments that I had, you know, hurt my knee and that I was in the power chair. Is that a problem? If it isn't, well, they call me. I get to the set. They book me for the casting person calls me, books me for the job. I assume they looked in the comments where I put that. I get to the set. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to do my role with this star, one of my favorite actors of all time. And everything was going fine. And then the assistant comes down and he says, oh, Priscilla, you know what? I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to use you. I'm like, really? Why? And they said, oh, because this is a bedroom scene and you have to, you know, go up steps. And I said, oh, well, I can get up steps. I mean, I just have a torn meniscus and I can get up the steps.
Just a torn meniscus.
Yeah. Well, it's been healing for years, but I can get up the steps. I'm like, oh, it'll be no problem. Oh, well, you know what? Our insurance won't cover that. And I said, well, you know, I did put that in the comments. So didn't you guys see that? Oh, no. So it's very important that casting directors check those comments as well.
Yeah, I think they're very helpful. They work for us all the time.
Because there was a checkbox on there to let them know. So it's very important. So that was, you know, they paid me, which I was like, yeah, let's go get a cocktail because I'm getting paid. But I really wanted to do the scene. And that was a waste of their time and my time. So the comments are very important.
Sometimes people move too fast.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
And the business is moving way too fast. And that's how it's different now. Everything moves a lot faster than it did before.
So you find them, and then you call them in, and you do
call
an audition.
And we do the audition.
You do the
and
audition.
It's very true what you say. We're really, I mean, I really want to give you the job. That's what's most important to me. I'm there for you.
Yeah. The quicker you book the quicker you move on to the next project.
I'm there for my producers and directors, and I'm there for you. I want to hire you.
Yeah.
And the better you do, the better I look.
Yeah.
We're all there for – I mean, the actor is, at the end, going to save us because that's our job, is to get that role hired.
I'm sorry. Oh. Go ahead.
I have a question just in terms of submissions. Many times actors are wondering if they need videos or if they need a reel. So in terms of commercials, do you, when you've narrowed down your selection, do you actually look at video clips or if you needed a dancer, if you needed somebody who did yoga and they have
if a it's reel? A special skill, I look at clips. Okay. Especially if it's a special skill. You know, and they have the clip is always helpful. Yeah.
Mm.
If it's an acting role and it's a lot of dialogue, we were doing a product and it was a long script, one of those credit cards and with a lot of copy. So I went through towards the end and started looking at reels and people's reels for that. The women had experience. I knew a lot of them being in the business. I knew who were my key players and who was going to give me the great auditions. But there were some people who were submitted that had some great resumes that I thought, I want to take a look at them. I want to see who they are, you know? Some people who just I haven't had a chance to see in a while.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what's going on. People who are coming back to the business after 15 years.
Right. That's
so exciting. I was like, that was really interesting.
Aaron, you want to take
I have a new question.
Oh, good.
We have a new question from the floor.
I will save that one for later. More on the topic of how you knew people to bring in. Where do you amass? Where do you gather the people that you think are right for a part that you would want to fill? Like over the years, let's say.
Over the years from being in the session. A lot of times it's from being in the session, being in there and auditioning them. You know, I started as a session operator, camera guy. You know, I like, I can run camera. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But I picked it up and went headed out and started, you know, running the camera and working with the actors. And, you know, I was as an actor before I went away to college. But before that, I was doing commercials. Only because I loved going on set for the food.
And you were really.
Oh, my God.
You have a table full of candy, I'm there.
Yeah.
You have crap food service. I just want to get there. So, no, but it was really fun. And I had a lot of friends that were in the industry and, you know, grew up in L.A. And so our friends, you know, just actually down the street. And so a lot of friends were in the industry. And it was just something you did for me was fun.
Right.
So I knew a lot of casting people. But coming back from college, I was supposed to go to work in an advertising agency and BBDO, big agency. And I decided, I don't know if I want to do that. And I ended up casting with some friends and running the camera, like I said. And I just end up loving that whole thing and seeing actors and booking them on jobs.
Do you like booking for commercials more than TV?
Anybody, anything. I mean, I know the excitement and I know that I can't make the call. The agents get to make the call.
Right.
But I just know that I've made a difference in someone's life.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And especially if it's a real person out there, like my Nike spot where I found this little kid in London, Ohio. Had nothing. All he wanted was a pair of Nike socks and ends up booking this job, making a ton of money. The Today Show flies me. He's never been on a plane. I mean, little things where you can change people's lives. And I know even an actor, you know, one day you're a waiter, the next day you're on a series and that you can change their life.
Right.
Or give them a, you know, they're in debt. And the next thing you know, you got them a national network commercial and they've made, you know, 40, 50,000.
So many stars did commercials. So many stars started with commercials. Now, Laquita, I want to ask you, in your opinion, what are three of the absolute worst things you can do as an actor to jeopardize your career? Because you're always telling me what these little actors are doing to work your last nerve.
Oh, goodness. Well, one of the things, just for me, kind of casting my own projects, is when they come in and they're super unprepared. Because I only had, say, enough slots for 10 people and I gave you one of these slots and then you come in and you're unprepared. So that's definitely one thing that drives me crazy. Another thing that drives me crazy is what you talked about already was not knowing what you're auditioning for. I was once doing a comedy and this girl came in and she was like with this monologue and in tears and all of this dramatics. And I was like, did you know this was a comedy? And she goes, I'm like, it just drives me crazy. So that's another thing. Third thing is in general not knowing the industry. And I mean this in a broader sense. So you're in this industry and you're like, oh, I'm going to be famous. Why doesn't William Morris call me? What's going on? But you just don't know the industry you're working in. Yes. And also actors, they just don't know what's going on. Mm. You are a piece of this puzzle. Mm. So if you're late to set, you've just thrown them off. Yeah. Now maybe you made people go into overtime.
Right.
Now you cost people money. Right. Now you just think, oh, I'm an actor. It's all about me.
If
and
they
it's not.
Get that if far, get because that so fl- many people,
yeah.
it's hard. Out.
Well, and here's the thing. There's so many actors that are out there. Here's what I always say. What is the main reason you're doing this? What is the main reason you're doing this for?
That's true.
And if you're doing it for the money.
Just for money.
Mm-hmm. Or the fame. In the wrong business.
You're in big trouble
if
then.
If you're doing it for the craft and for the art of acting and that's your passion,
right?
Then you'll probably succeed a lot better than the person who's doing it for the fame or the money.
Mm-hmm. But you still got to incorporate the business. Don't be it's my craft and my art and it doesn't involve business. You got to be focusing on the business.
And that's the whole part of it. That is part of it. That's your, because your passion is there. You're not chasing fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your head's in the right place when you're after it, though.
Aaron?
Do casting directors, do you, consider people who don't have many credits but want to get into acting but have, like, a huge following on, say, Instagram or YouTube or, you know, for just doing things that don't require much acting? Is that something that you or other casting directors you've talked with consider when casting?
A lot of clients look at people's tweets, their Twitter numbers, their YouTubes, their Vine. Mm-hmm. And that's part of social media. That's a great way to connect with a casting director, is following them, communicating with them.
Right.
You know, when I get out of here, how many people are on Stone Casting on Twitter and have said anything or responded and get in contact?
And how I get advertisers, the first thing they ask me is, how many Twitter followers do you have? I'm like 141,000. Is that enough for you to pay 500 lousy bucks to be on my show? But I say it with a smile. And I've got 14,000 Facebook followers. Is that enough for me to advertise your damn dry cleaning business in, you know, way down in
Tahunga
in the valley?
But that's what it is.
They want to know.
But does it change? The difference is a lot of those people that you do see on YouTube, they're creative in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in those little vines, they're creative in their own way. So they're really creative and they're out there passionate about being out there. Not, I don't think they're searching for fame as much as they just love being out there. And that's the passion that's driving
those
them.
Those numbers come in more when you get to distribution and they're sitting around the distribution table and they're deciding. Mm-hmm. They're looking at your social because they want you to come packaged. They want to know how many Twitter they want you to have a following. Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to a big agent that does a lot of high-end models. And he was saying the magazine covers are looking for a certain number before you will get a cover of a magazine. And that's close to a million before you get a cover on a fashion magazine.
They want you to do all the work for them.
Yeah, that's part of their...
Yep.
Just like your record labels. The record labels, oh no, they're not going to front your ass any money anymore to be doing it. You got to come with your CD and you got to have the following and they just want... And they will
the development is different now.
Yes. They'll give you their name.
So commercials, not as much because you're really just... You're the subject there, you know, helping them advertise their product.
But what about agents? Because a lot of people don't have agents. So are you also releasing your posts just directly to actors, or actors, are you calling them in who don't have agents, or mostly?
It depends on the job. Okay. Sometimes you don't have any time.
I wouldn't want to work with an agent or a manager if I was a casting person, because it, you got to wait and you got to call them and then wait for the call back. And then you got to, personally, I like to go right to the actor.
No, but here's the problem with going to the actor. Mm-hmm. So many times an actor has done a job and then they have a conflict and they don't tell us. They don't understand the industry, so they don't understand the languaging. And then you tell them, oh, you have a wardrobe on the 5th. And they're like, oh, I can't make the wardrobe. Like, nothing, they don't know. They don't have no responsibility to it.
I can imagine.
There's no commitment to it. They're different sometimes when they try to relate to what's going on. They don't understand the industry.
That's unfortunate,
like
though.
You said, they don't understand it, but they know that they can submit themselves. But they're not educated, which is so important on the business and the industry. So you work with an agent. The agent can talk to them and guide them and tell them and can check their conflicts. And
this is, he's talking mostly for commercials because there's conflicts. Like if you do a Coke commercial, you got to wait so much time before you can do a Pepsi commercial.
Right, exactly. You can't do the competing product.
Commercial-wise.
But so it's so hard.
It's not like, hey, I made out with this guy on The Vampire Diaries. I can't make out with anybody on The Originals because, you know.
Exactly.
I got questions like that.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I was on The Vampire Diaries and I made out with Joseph Morgan. Can I get on The Originals? No, The Vampire Diaries. Can I get on The Originals? Or will they remember me for making out with Joseph Morgan when he was on Vampire?
Yeah, that's not our conflict.
Those are questions I get. Different. I'm like, are you crazy? Why are you
right?
But they
so
get
that's
confused.
Why it's more exactly, and that's why it's great to work with the agent. The agent can handle all the minor details and the major details that you need to know as a casting director, because you're responsible to your clients. I'm responsible to my directors and producers.
Okay. Now, what are all the things that an actor should have done? In their career pursuit before you get to the point where you're pursuing an agent or a manager. Because you know people will get off the Greyhound bus and they will come right to your office and say, I am here and I'm ready to be represented. And they've done one play.
And they do.
And
they show up.
And
they do.
Yeah.
That's true,
though. They'll show
right
up and say, I'm available.
If you got one tooth, come on now, Stuart. You're not getting a part with one tooth.
Maybe you could get a part, though.
I appreciate
that. Maybe not in a commercial, but in a film or TV.
That's right. In a horror film.
You could. I mean, this day and age, you could really step off somewhere and someone goes, you know what? You're beautiful enough or you're ugly enough for what I need. And you know what? You want to do it for $5 because someone's going to take the $5.
Good point.
Of course.
Yeah. And it happens
now. You can get some damn gas with $5.
And that's right.
Absolutely.
But,
And that's the sad part, that it's just $5. But hey.
But see, and that's another change. Someone's willing to do something. We have so many ways to do this. These webisodes and all these. Yeah. I mean, some great webisodes, but. You do. You have that person who thinks they can step off. And the answer to your question primarily is you need training. Mm. First and foremost, you need training. And that's why we say...
What if you're poor, Stuart? I'm always thinking about the poor people.
But there's ways to still...
Okay,
you
listen.
You can't afford it.
This is my thing.
Please help my welfare actors.
You want to get into a business, right?
Yeah.
You're opening up a business. You are your business, right? You need to pay for... You know, you're going to open the business. You need to pay for a cash register. You need to put the sign outside. You need to set all this up. That's you.
Yeah.
Your headshots.
Right.
Your website.
That's right.
Your training.
Right.
All of that is on you to get over. Before you get into that agent, agents now are tough to get into. Oh. And you have to have the right training. You have to have, depending on your age, You need to have commercial training. You need to have improv training. You need to have a time clocked in with a, you know, a regular, you know, scene study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those cold reading classes.
Right. And please don't come here with $2.50 in your pocket. Save your money, right, Stuart?
Well, this is how I always do it. Like, if you go to...
It's expensive here.
Well, it is. And that's why we do, I mean, as much as I can, and that's why you mentioned Stuart's workshop. It's S-T-U-A-R-T-S, workshops.com.
Okay.
Oh, no, dot, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Possessive or plural?
Stuart's.
Stuart's
workshops.
Workshops.
Yeah, because your workshops are very reasonable for what you provide.
So, well, my goal is that when they leave, they're going to be ready to go out and book a job. And that's what I expect. You know, my intentions are there as a coach when I teach. My intentions and my commitment are there for the actor, that each person is an individual. It's not structured that this is a class and you fit into it somehow.
Right.
Each person's the individual and we work on their strengths. But that's why you look for working with a casting director or a session operator.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to each give you a little variation, but they're both in the room.
Right.
And then if you want to work with somebody who's an actor and sees what works for them,
mm-hmm.
may not always work for you, but they'll give you some other insights.
Now, what's great about Stuart is he's not only a casting director, Emmy Award winning, should we throw that back in, but Stuart works with adults and children. Hell no, is what I'm saying. I don't know how the man's living dealing with the children, but some of them are lovely. But what is...
It's the parents you have to watch
out
for. The kids are great.
Oh, my God.
The parents
the
who try to manage their kids.
Yeah. I like that.
Sounds like Sharks and Minnows.
And not only do you do that, you cast adults and children, but you also, I understand that you manage...
I manage
a few. You're a talent manager.
I do manage a few people, yeah.
Yeah. And that's because you really love them and they're special. And can you be a casting director and a talent manager at the same time?
Yeah, you just can't be an agent.
You just can't be an
agent. Right. But it's people that I found or have come to me, like you said, you knew they were going to get eaten up by the industry. They just didn't know. And you knew that the child or that person had something. And of course, across the country, I've met people who've then decided, oh, they got bit by the bug or for some reason they've been studying and they want to come out here. So I've met them and I'm like, to me, I don't want them to, just because of our connection, somehow we met. I'll work with them.
Right.
You know, and it's not a lot. It's, you know, it's just a
boutique,
family
just
handful.
A just the ones you think are going to go.
Get it together. And
are going to make. And are professional in the business. And the mothers aren't on Xanax.
Yeah. Well, the mothers aren't driving you crazy. The mothers are definitely not the ones that are going to drive you crazy that have all the answers.
Oh.
But you do get those and you understand the mothers, I mean, are living through their kid. And that really affects a child. And that will affect a child from working in the business.
Because they want the child to live out their dreams and fantasies.
Right, and
they
that's
didn't
what
make
happens.
It and that's the worst thing to go into. Now, we only have a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask Stuart, there's so many questions. I don't know which one to ask. Are talent managers asking actors to sign contracts these days? I got that email question.
Some are.
Lori, by the way.
Some are.
Are they?
It's
because I heard no. And then I hear yes.
Some agents are. Managers are independent. And agents are doing their own contracts. So it's just a matter of where you sign. Some wait till you book and then sign with you.
What are some questions that an actor, because an actor thinks just because that they should sign with the very first agent manager that asks them in. And there are scam artists and charlatans out here. And what questions should an actor ask an agent manager before they decide to have them rep them?
Well, they should look
just
at, as an actor, I don't know the angle they should take. I would always check with Screen Actors Guild and find out if they know about them.
Right.
You know, I would ask around if they're in class. A lot of that is done when you're in class.
They should have a license.
Well, they should have a license.
I mean, you can be an agent and not be affiliated with SAG. That just means you can't do the SAG stuff. So even if they don't know, if SAG doesn't know of the agent, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad agent.
Right.
No, and we're not saying they're bad. It just depends. Like you said, if it's a scam, how do you know?
Right.
And it's not that easy to figure out. That's why you got to do your due diligence. And if it's a smaller agent, you're taking a chance rather than those known reputable agents.
Right.
That's your first clue.
And if you sign with somebody and it's a scam artist agent, which, honey, let me tell you, they are abound all over LA. And then a legitimate agent wants to sign you, you already signed with this little scam agent. And, you know, they will try to get you to sign with them if they see you're working and rocking it out on your own just to get that percentage.
Right.
And they don't do anything for you. They don't send you any damn where. They just sit back and wait for you to pay their damn cable bill. Well, you got to do your research for sure. Now, what percentage of what's the percentage that an actor can expect to pay a talent manager? Isn't it like anywhere?
From 10 to 20%. Usually 15%.
Okay.
And
so
the
that's
agent
fair.
Is 10.
That's fair.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're doing non-union work, your agent's going to take 20%.
And what, as an actor, can they expect if they sign with you as a talent manager? What can they expect you to do for them?
A talent manager, it's a lot harder these days to submit and get in with so much going on and so many people trying to get into that casting director. It's really hard to, with all the agents, because there's a lot more agents than there were before.
As a talent manager, you got to have a good relationship with those agents.
You have to have the good relationship with that agent. You have to be able to get your clients into the better agents. So you have to really work for agents to get them where you want them to go. And you know, if you just are a manager and you're trying to just collect the pennies and you're not there guiding their career, helping them increase their weekly quote or their quote each time they're on another mm-hmm. show, if you're not really guiding them and understand the business, it's really guiding them in the right place and being able to have the leverage to get them into the right casting directors, productions that are going on. Helping them step their career up.
Yeah.
And grow
so make
their
sure
career.
You choose a manager that is not, you know, dramatic and psychotic and is very
disconnected.
Emotional. Disconnected.
See
too.
Who their see who's you always want to see who's in their
yeah.
who's in their camp.
And
what is in their camp? Just
right.
like an agent, who's in that camp?
Right. And when you're in an interview and you're considering a talent manager, say, what agents have you worked with?
Exactly.
Ask them.
And you should know those agents and write
that's
them down
right.
and then go find out about them. And that's why it's so important in this town is to be in a reputable class, work with reputable people. You'll grow. It's like when you play tennis. If you're a bad tennis player and you play with someone a little better than you or great,
yeah.
you're going to be better that day. So you want to get in with those teachers that have those better actors,
mm-hmm.
the people that are working or have a reputation for
right.
making stars. And
right.
that's where you want to go to and work with those people.
Exactly.
You'll find the best headshot people through them. You'll find the other great schools to go to.
Those headshots are working my last nerve. I mean, I just converted. Everybody who's been listening to my show, they know I just converted from the black and white. But yeah, I know you got to have a color headshot, but I was getting booked, honey, off black and white. So I'm just going to say, if you can't afford it, you know, if you're good, you're good. They're going to cast you. All right. So with these headshots, a lot of people cannot afford $800 for these headshots.
All right,
how important are these headshots?
Time out.
How many?
You should. Okay, I did this once. I was in a thing. There's no reason. There are people that are charging $300-$400
that are better than
those $800 and $1,000. There's
right.
no reason to pay $1,000. I don't care who that person is. And those are the ones I think are scam artists out there. They
right.
give you a lot of story and a lot of BS. And I've got great photographers. People come to my class and talk, and they're only $300-$400, and you're doing three, four
right.
looks.
Right.
Now, how will you know that they are better? Like, if I look at the $800 headshot and I look at the $300 headshot, what are some telltale signs?
Well, this is the thing. They both look awesome.
Yeah.
And so why'd you pay
you
can't tell. So why are you paying that much money?
Yeah.
You know, a great picture is when you have the energy coming through the eyes, something's coming through your you're not the subject in someone's beautiful picture.
Right. Yeah.
You are the beautiful
right.
picture in someone's
yeah.
background.
Right.
So you really have to have the right photographer that does that. And there's a lot of great photographers. But once again, it's meeting people and going, well, who'd you go to? Who'd that go? You know, oh, you went to that
right.
person. How much you pay?
Right.
Well, wow, I love her pictures and they're only $350.
Right. But let me just tell you, honey child, just because you're looking at a headshot and you're looking at a hot guy or a hot girl and you think, oh, I gotta go to that photographer.
Mm.
If you're not looking like that, that picture's not gonna come out looking
well,
like
that's
that
a whole
one.
Other
so
thing.
Don't be crazy now.
Don't
get it twisted.
No, you wanna look like you're gonna look like on every
right.
day. If I'm walking to the mall and I see you in the mall or I see you walking.
Not like, wait a minute.
Not like
that?
You're coming out of, I see people I see some great looking women who've got great character and got some wrinkles and I get their picture and there's not a wrinkle on.
Yeah, they have been Photoshop to the
and
to
then
the
they
mat.
Come in. I'm like, you both missed
oh
your
my
point.
God.
You wasted your time. You wasted my time. You don't look like you're 35. Now you're here for you wasted a whole. You know you don't even match up here. Are
I
you
got
kidding?
A girlfriend never say her name, but she's still sending out headshots of her doing the Let's Get Physical shots from the 80s. She still sends them out, and
oh,
she's
poor
like
thing.
50 something. I know.
Poor thing.
And she's not all there, but I love her. I love her. But yeah, please try. Don't get so much Photoshop. Right, Stuart?
Don't Photoshop. Just look like who you look like, and that will, you'll never get the misconnection. You'll be there for the right part. The part will find you, and you'll find the part, and that's where you're going
to
work.
Exactly. Aaron, last question, and Laquita, last
cool.
question. Real quick.
Going back to being a casting director. When is the job of a casting director finished?
After we book the talent.
Yeah.
That's it.
They move on.
As soon as you book the talent, we move on.
Okay.
Yeah. And Laquita?
My question is, how can actors best keep in touch with you? Do you look at postcards? If people want to just reach out to you and network? I know
well,
you said
if
Twitter.
You're hot, I can answer that on behalf. If you're hot, Stuart will see you personally on the couch.
No. I have no couch.
He has a couch all buffed up.
I have no couch.
All right. Go ahead, real quick. And we got to
so. No, I love, actually, believe it or not, I love stuff on tweeting.
Okay.
You can always contact me through my Stuart Stonecasting on Facebook. Which I guess is a likes page that I had set
but
up.
But I suggest taking one of your workshops because
workshops are always great, but I don't like to hustle people for the money to see me to take a workshop.
But they should to see your style.
But if they want to learn, sure.
If they want to learn, that's what I'm talking about.
If you
want
to learn, yeah, come in and learn and I'll show you how to do it. I'd rather educate you the right, proper way that I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other people out there that are right and proper in their way, but I, you know what I mean? I love working with actors and getting them to that success and seeing them book. And that's a passion, you know, just like when they come in to be able to hire them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I get to go out and make a difference in someone's lives. And that's why I'm on this show. It's just to be able to help get the word out and be there for actors who have such a tough, tough job to go through.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You know?
And as you can see, Stuart Stone is very personal, down to earth. He's so genuine. And he's not superficial and shallow like a lot of these casting people. God bless you.
No, I'm
I'll
definitely there
you're,
for you.
They're there. Well, I want to thank you so much, Sexy
thanks
Stuart.
Thanks for having me.
Sexy SSS. I want to go down on the SSS. Sexy. No. Oh, God. That didn't sound right.
No, it
now,
didn't.
Did it. I meant like a ship, you know, save our ship. But Sexy Stuart Stone. Yeah, you know what I mean. Thank you, Laquita Clare.
Thank you for having me. It was nice meeting you.
It was fun. You guys were awesome.
And Aaron Stoll, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.